Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. What's going on, evil ones? Thanks for listening to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm your host, Brett, here with my buddy, Carl, contributor Carl. What's going on, brother?
Just glad that Halloween is over with.
Yeah, bittersweet to me.
It's not bittersweet to me because worked too hard on all this, and it pretty much destroys my entire life almost, it feels like. I haven't took one of my walks in 2 weeks until yesterday. You know, I go do my walks all the time. I walk the haunted house, but that's not the same as walking the trail.
Yeah. But also you're bending and stooping and doing all kinds of other stuff at the haunt.
It's a different
too.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, you were saying you were walking 5 miles just in the backyard.
Yeah, like 17,000 steps.
Shit, I had to be doing at least half of that then, so.
Probably. But when I went and walked the trail yesterday, it was a lot tougher of a walk.
Oh, yeah?
Because, you know, that trail's kind of, even though we don't have hills in Fort Worth, we sort of do have, you know, inclines and declines and stuff like that.
Yep, since we're in a river valley.
Yeah, and I'm walking the river, so, yeah. But yeah, I felt it. Today's the first day that I kind of didn't do much of nothing, actually.
I had to work and it rained and flooded and tornadoed, maybe. I don't know. I thought I maybe sort
of. We didn't get hardly any rain here, it didn't feel like. So.
No, that's just fucking weird, dude, that you didn't get none here.
Well, it rained. Don't get me wrong. But it just wasn't anything severe or heavy or even windy or anything.
But when I was coming up from Arlington, Division, you know, it turns into Lancaster. So, because I knew
I think that floods all the time, though, right there.
I knew if I got on 30, I wouldn't have been.
You'd never get off of it.
Yeah, I would have never got home till 7.
No, you'd
o'clock.
Still be on 30, probably.
Yeah. So I just took the side road and finally made it. It was flooding pretty bad. And people don't know how to drive in the shit. So, but yeah, this week we're talking about this haunt season.
Yeah. So I did like a 20-minute video and tried to upload it to Facebook. And apparently it never uploaded. It just disappeared. And it was kind of dumb anyway, because I was walking on the walking trail and talking, and it was really windy, and my hair was all blowing around. I looked crazy. So I'm kind of glad that video got lost, because it was boring.
Maybe it was too big, and it just said, fuck it.
I think it was too big for Facebook, and Facebook just said, yeah, screw this. We're not posting it.
Huh.
I did a thank you video that's now lost to... I actually deleted it off my phone. And I was like, you know what? The hell with this. So tonight, I guess I'll do my thanks, but I'm not going to have a 20-minute speech like I did on that video. Plus, I was using those AirPods Pro. I thought about popping them out tonight and seeing how they worked. But I think I need to get me a microphone to go with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got a mic. You just need a mixer.
I ain't got no mixer anymore. I used to.
You can get a single one for like $40.
I ain't spending no money from now till after Christmas. Nobody's getting Christmas gifts because I ain't spending no money. I spend it all in the haunted house.
Bah, humbug.
Yeah, screw Christmas. Well, let's start out. Of course, everybody knows we built on this thing since March. We ran out of wood and started building in the middle of the hot summer and finally got it built.
Yeah.
So everything was going well.
We probably added 1,000 square feet of rooms.
Probably, although two of them was just big dark hallways, but they worked out well. They look cool.
Yep. But yeah.
That light was that black flashing black light or whatever. I don't think it was a strobe. It was more of a, I don't know what effect that was. It was very effective. It screwed with your eyes.
It was like a pulsing more than a strobe.
Pulsating, yeah. And when you got to the end where Mr. Grimm was, it looked like he was in fog almost.
Yeah. I wonder if we can get, I'm pretty sure that thing is remote control. The remote was
Magic,
locked.
Magic, et cetera. They sell all that kind of, matter of fact, I almost went up there and bought another black light to go in that one hallway, but we used the old one instead.
Magic, et cetera. Is that the place that was by the old hangman's?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. And they got any kind of black light or fog machine or any kind of DJ equipment that you would want.
Huh.
Magic, et cetera, / Fort Worth costume. And they're open year round. So I'm going to do a lot of, like I did, well, I thought I did buy a lot of the stuff in the off season, but I don't think we need any more animatronics or props. I think lighting is what we need to sort of work on a little better.
Yeah.
And possibly rebuild that museum room. But anyway, so we were doing pretty good. We had it all built. We was getting ready to set everything. And that Monday before, it rained. And it rained like hell. So that slowed us down. So Tuesday, it was muddy out. So I guess I didn't go outside till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and started working. Then Wednesday, we picked up the pace. My nephew had come that Saturday before we did a lot of stuff and actually set the pumpkin patch up. And then we tore it back down so the pumpkins wouldn't get wet because most of those can't take the rain. So it was a nightmare. So the rain hit us Friday. So we had basically Saturday to set everything up. And oh, man.
Yeah.
That was a challenge.
And I had to wait for the AT&T guy.
Yeah, that was another mess because we couldn't get the electricity back on.
But I had it fixed within 5 minutes.
10 minutes. But everything, you know, some of the rooms didn't get built the way I wanted. A couple of the animatronics didn't really work. But let's just start. I'm going to do a little bit of a recap of my little Facebook video, but I'm not going to take 20 minutes. Start of the very front of the haunt, we had our queue line actors, which was my nephew William and his friend, who were dressed like Joker and Batman, and they were a massive hit. Everybody loved them. You know, they were controlling the crowd. They were drawing people in because I don't care how many balloons, how many signs, how many strobe lights, people are going to say, well, I couldn't find it. It was a place with all the balloons. Well, I didn't see that. So Joker and Batman drew a lot of people in. They were out there working the street and working the queue line. They did a great job. But then it was up to Catherine and Greg to get the people in the haunt because that's the biggest challenge. People will just run right in there without, boom.
Yeah,
they'll have 20 people running around. So Kat and Greg did a great job along with Halloween the Cat, who helped Kat. She stayed there all night. So Greg did was a lifesaver, and Catherine, you know, come and help too. So can't say enough for them.
Yep, they did a great job.
They did an awesome job.
Kept our head count, took care of all the
they did. They kept our the head
food,
count.
All the food donations they kept a hold of and kept an eye on and stuff and took care
That's
of all
probably
that.
Probably the most important job in the haunt is running the front, except for probably the crew leads and lead actors to take care of the cast.
Yep. And he had everybody timed right going through and everything.
He did.
Ran really smooth.
So the museum, Jerry, our friend, worked as a curator, and I don't know if you went through it when he was in there, but he did a great job.
Yeah, he was in there.
He had
Black Sabbath jamming in there. And
yeah, it was pretty psychedelic. We had that light on. So we have this statue that my friend Paul gave me, but the statue doesn't work. Somebody cut the cords on it. I don't know why. Could have been an accident. But we put it on about a 4 or 5 foot pedestal.
Yep.
On top of a pedestal. And it was about a 10 foot, 12 foot statue. So screw Home Depot. We made our own.
Yeah.
And I put a light on there, and it was this real psychedelic lighting on the statue. So It was a good effect.
Yes,
I didn't get the museum set up the way I wanted. I just sort of threw crap in there, but it worked well, and Jerry did a good job.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he
was sort of done when I came through video.
Yeah.
And, but,
well, you went through, and everybody was pretty much already broke, I think, at that point.
Yeah.
But he did tell a story today that they run around the corner and saw the mummy. It was a man and his kids. Well, the daddy saw he called it. He said, "Oh my God, a ghost!" And the guy took off and ran down and left the kids in the haunted house, and he was gone. He chickened out and left because of the mummy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
well,
that mummy has got to be 15 years old now.
I know he's perfect looking though, and he still works good.
He still works. He goes off well. Then we had the tarot room. Lisa was in the hospital and couldn't work it. She's better now. So we had that witch, and we didn't have her. She's sound activated, and we didn't have enough sound going in there. But my niece Heather and Michaela came and worked as the tarot readers and fortune teller. Actually, they used that crystal ball right there. I've got it part of the set now.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Oh, they did such a good job when I walked through. I was so impressed. And then when I went through to break into. Clear every they'd already left, and Jay came through that door as a zombie, and I'm like, whoa, that's a good effect too.
Yeah, so, that's what he did when I came through too. He did that.
Yeah, when the girls weren't in there, he kind of took that room over himself. So we'll talk about Jay here in a minute, because I got a lot of bragging to do there. Our Pennywise and Dead Georgie, they went off all night, and that was perfect. That's what we needed.
Yep.
That
ended up being, that's the biggest one you were worried about too.
And they work good. They went off all night. I think, I don't think they ever stopped. The it in the sewer would not work, and he didn't get put together completely. And
yeah, we're going to have to work on him in the
he's
office.
He's got a bad motor. I think
we got plans for him though. We're going to sort of soup him up.
We're going to soup him up. Of course, we never got the barrel jumper going all the way. That was sort of our fault for not setting it up earlier. We should have set it up and moved it to the garage or something.
Yeah.
And then it got wet. So that was sort of a disappointment.
It's getting rebuilt too. I'm just starting from scratch, and not the barrel itself. That's good.
I was going to say, you ain't using no more jigsaws around there.
Just the controller part and the air configuration for it, because it's run off an air compressor. So
yeah, and I think our air compressor is a little bit too much.
Yeah, it's a little overkill. We need just one of them little 3-gallon pancakes.
We need two of them, because I want to put an air cannon in the skeleton room. So there's your first spoiler of 2023: air cannon and spoiler room.
Or if we got a bigger one, we could put it in the mud room. And
it's too loud.
You think it'd
be
too loud in there?
It'd be too loud in there.
Even if we soundproof it?
We're not going to soundproof that room. Don't even. You're just making shit up now. So the bridge room. No, we're not soundproofing the mud room.
Well, I was thinking if we had a central place for the air compressor, we could run PEX pipe like we ran the electric to where we needed it. And we could just keep adding on if we want to add more stuff.
You're making it too difficult already.
All right. Never
mind. You're never going to do any of this. You're just going to talk about it. Anyway, I'm in the bridge. Patrick's bridge. That's supposed to be a swamp. It was not a swamp. It was a zombie room. And that's exactly what it's going to be from now on, is a zombie room.
Yeah.
Because Heather's husband, Jay, was one of the best zombies I've ever seen. We could have put him in Moxley, and he would have been perfect as a zombie. And Josie, their daughter, she was great. And then actually it was Nicole, Nikki, Ayla, she's got three names, came in and helped them as well. So we had three good zombies. But I think Jay gets actor of the night.
Yeah.
He just
did
kept
a really
on
good
working.
Job.
He stayed in character even afterwards. So great job there. The graveyard, it was lit great. You did a good job with the lighting. I didn't even notice the wood. Didn't even notice it when I went through.
The pile.
The pile, yeah, that we had draped up there. No, it wasn't even noticeable in the dark and with everything. Our stupid broken gravedigger guy looked creepy as hell sitting there.
Yeah,
so.
Just sitting in the corner all crumpled up. with the light on him.
And the skeletons with the coffin was a good distraction because I kept looking toward them and looking to the cemetery, and I didn't even look to the right. So then you said, "I'm going to bury you there" or something. I'm like, "No, you're not." I think I was doing karate all the way through with the actors.
Yeah, it was one of the first groups that came through. This guy came, it was a family. It was the mom, dad, and like four girls. Or maybe it was the girls' as friends. I don't know. But the dad and the one girl, the last ones coming through, everybody else had went into the next room. And he's like pointing at her. Like, get her, you know. And she's all laughing and being a smart ass and stuff, like, you know. I reached out and grabbed her by the arm and pulled her towards me, and her dad just lost it laughing.
"Hey, you're not supposed to touch the customers. You broke the rules, Bubba."
I know, but.
You're going to be fined for that.
I think I had the dad's permission.
No, you broke the rules. You're fined. So we go into the Linda Blair room, and she seemed to be going off pretty well, and it got him distracted. I don't think anybody paid much attention to the dolls, actually, but I don't know. They were sort of hard, even with the strobe light on them. They weren't really. It wasn't.
We need a bigger strobe light.
Yeah, it really wasn't clear what they were. I'm like, well, I know it's dolls, but you can't really tell they're there. So that was sort of a lost effect. The pictures look good on the wall, and Linda performed as always. So then, the best part of the haunt. We had an actual baby in the room.
Yep.
Now, do tell that story, how you told me that they're bringing the baby, and I'm like, no, we're not having a baby in the haunt.
Yeah. I could see you on the other end of the phone holding your head.
Well, you got to realize, I'm being from a pro haunting, you know, that's something I'm not going to.
Yeah,
it's dangerous, but it worked out well.
Yep. They did a good job. That was our friend Beth's grandson and
Darren.
Darren and her daughter Kate helped out. So yeah.
Yeah, she's like, "Do you want to see my dolly?" And I look down there, and I'm like, "Whoa." And then about that
he's
time,
just there looking up. He's just there looking up at you with a big smile on his face. Yeah.
He gets the award for scariest actor because that scared the shit out of me. And I was running, whatever the damn thing. That spooked me.
And
so great
cool.
job.
He looked cool in his little vampire outfit.
They did a great job. So much credit there. And of course, Mama was Mama. She's cooking up beaver, it sounded like.
Yep. Crispy beaver.
Yep. So then we got to the werewolf, who's about 12 or 13 years old. That guy went off all night, and he looked good, as old as he is. And the Frankenstein looked really good, but what made it was that stupid Frankenstein prop I bought like 5, 6 years ago that I never used because it was putting off the sound effects, and it was perfect. It sounded like it was coming from our damn static Frankenstein. And then that little box thing. So it was a great effect. So that room turned out better than I thought it would.
Yep.
Then you leave that and go into the one little hall, which is completely dark, and that creeped people out because they were in true darkness right there.
It even creeped me out when I went in there. It was like whoa, when I was videoing. Yeah. I was like, whoa, it's dark in here.
Yeah. Then you go around the corner and the black light hit. And most of the time I had my cubbyhole door propped open. So they walked in I walked right in on them, and it was working well till we started getting a little bit more people. And then I was trying to go back and forth, and I kind of quit hitting that spot because had to time it right, but it was a good scare. But that again, we was talking about that strobe flash strobe, whatever pulsating black light that just really put off a good effect. We probably need to put a fog machine in there next year.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
We and could Mr. Grimm at the end, again, you know, bragging on animatronics, but Mr. Grimm performed great.
Yeah, he did an awesome job.
The skeleton room was very plain. It just wasn't enough going on in there for me. The lighting looked good, but it just there it was too quiet in there, you know, and it just
We need to put some sort of sound in there for sure.
I think we need to do an air cannon.
Yeah, we could do that.
For one thing, you didn't know in the vampire room that anybody was coming because it was so quiet, and because they sort of quieted down in the skeleton room because there wasn't nothing scary about it. But go around that corner, and the Baron hit him in his cubby hole perfectly. And then our Baroness Felicia, she was coming out of the coffin. But problem with that is we need to put a little bit of a peephole in there. You could not see.
Yeah.
Could not see very well. So, but she played the whole creepy and really didn't talk role. But you know, that's good. You know,
Yeah.
Christopher Lee did that entire Dracula Prince of Darkness and never uttered a word. So being quiet and creepy works. And then the count wouldn't shut up. I was just going off like a wild banshee. The coffins all look good. The
They
caskets all look
did.
good. It looked very vampiric in there with the red was
Vampiric.
good.
It was vampiric.
You're not saying it right. But an added bonus was that floating bride prop that didn't work at all last year. People thought she was a real person.
Yeah, well,
They
she
didn't want to
was.
go. They didn't want to go in there. They're like, no, there's somebody in there. She worked really well.
Yeah,
So,
she did. She's sound activated too.
well, there was enough sound coming from the vampire room that she went off each time.
Yeah, you had the Midnight Syndicate plan, didn't you?
I think I did because I actually have the rights to use them still. If you look at their web page, we're still listed as an official haunt. Even though we were closed down for 8 years.
Well, that's a
Then you
good
went to the
thing.
pumpkin patch and we had the pumpkin princess Scarlet in there for most of the night.
She
And
is so cute,
she
man.
was like, "Welcome to the pumpkin patch." And she was being all creepy. And then at one point she came and she says, "I don't want to work the pumpkin patch no more." I said, "Where do you want to work?" "I want to work in here with you." I'm like, "Well, you're not dressed like a vampire." She says, "I don't think nobody's even going to notice." So she stayed in there and worked there for a while. Then she started roaming around and having her fun. The pumpkin patch was great.
It ended up with the
William
virus vodka bottle.
had the virus vodka bottle, but the pumpkin patch, William had put it together that Saturday. Then we tore it apart for the rain. And then Heather, Jay, and Josie put it back together the day of that we opened. And I want to give them
Yep.
credit because they did such a good job because
Yeah,
it
they
looked really
did.
good in there. We dropped the ball by not getting Pumpkin Nester ready. So we're
Yeah.
gonna have to find probably build him a frame, I think. Out of
Build him a
maybe
swing set.
about a yeah, we need to do that so he can swing. He don't need to hang from a tree. We'll build him a swing set next year.
Yeah.
We may utilize part of that space between the house and the pumpkin patch next year. I don't
If we can
know.
get some more pumpkins, that would be awesome. We could put more over there
We'll
for
do
sure.
something. But that's sort of synopsis of the yard hunt. We only got to run it one night. We did raise a lot of food, or we
Yeah,
didn't
we
raise
did.
food. We got a
Grocery
lot of
cart full.
donations. Oh, grocery fart. So cart fart. Can't talk tonight. So everything went pretty well. I don't have many complaints at all, except for the rain. But that's what
Yeah.
you get into when you're doing an outside haunt. You know you're
Well,
gonna.
imagine what we could have did two nights, man. Shit.
Yeah, I think that hurt us that Saturday. With the rain and the weather still,
Because
because it started raining about halfway through it again.
I think a lot of people were counting on going on Friday night, you know?
There was a lot of people that planned on Friday.
Yeah, because Hannah messaged me and said she's sorry she couldn't make it. You know, she had family obligations and stuff.
Yeah, I think the rain
So,
out did hurt us a lot.
yeah.
And I think a lot of people wanted us to do it on Halloween night, but it would be impossible to get all the actors. We'd have to do just like
Yeah.
a dark show and just have like the count walk them through it. And I really don't want to do that
Exactly. It'd
because
be
it
just
takes
me and you.
probably because Felicia has to work. Maybe Greg might make it. We're not going to do Halloween night. That's not what we're
Nah,
about at
because
this
I
point.
got Juliet taking her
You got
now.
trick or treat, and I think
She
I'll
did
be up.
awesome, dude. She did
I'll probably be
awesome.
going to Moxley every Halloween from now on anyway. That's my new gig.
Yeah, that was fun.
So Moxley, let me give my Moxley Manor review. So I'd hope to go up there and work about 3 or 4 nights, but the yard hunt, but the rain screwed us up. So I didn't get up there the Wednesday and Thursday I planned on. But the Thursday before, I did go work with Tatiana, who was crew lead over in the new chapel, which Richard did. That is the coolest haunted house set that I've ever witnessed in my entire 36, I don't know, 37, I don't know how many years I'm into this now.
It's very unique and different from what anybody else has that I have seen.
I've never seen it. The only thing I ever saw that resembled it was the old Blue Demon room. And that was just one room. And you could see a lot of that room throughout the whole chapel. Like the curtains. The curtains were in there. And, you know, the altar and the goat head.
That altar was fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah. So.
And the Richard semen.
That's on the Ouija board.
Yeah.
But what? So the story behind that is the Ouija board like possessed Moxley, and that black aura just took over Moxley, and everything started creeping out. So everywhere you went, the chairs were all flying and everything. So that Ouija board like put a spell on Moxley.
It's like that black shit coming out of that girl's mouth in the Evil Dead remake, sort of, you know, sort of like
yeah, dark energy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed with Tatiana. She put me up in the beginning of the chapel, and I realized that was actually my old room. They just had, you know, finished it out, but the door was still there in the cubbyhole because Kevin works his section there, and
he scared the fuck out of me, dude.
Kevin's perfect.
He did a good job, dude. I was like, because I knew it was there, you know, because it was there the last time I was there.
Well, Kevin took what was basically a throwaway spot that you just put some kid and you hope they might hit every time, and he has mastered that little cubby. He's a master of that, and it gets people every time. Richard even said that he nonstop, he never misses. So
he did an
good
awesome
job, Kevin. But yeah, I realized I was in my old spot again. So I was hiding behind a nun, and I was doing the Blue Demon in the Count Karabi mask, and I was scaring people left and right. They kept falling into the wall, and I told Tatiana, "I'm afraid they're going to fall and break a wall." And she said, "Ah, no, that wall's real strong there. You're good." So I had a blast of acting that night. I just know I can't do a Saturday or a Friday night again. I don't have the endurance to do it all night.
Yeah.
I've just finally hit. I've hit the wall when it comes to
a couple hours
extreme
is
haunting.
Yeah.
But
he's got that Bubba room. I was thinking maybe I might go do an off night, do the Bubba room. Maybe. What do you think?
I don't think you'd make it.
You don't think I'd make it even a couple hours?
You'd have to go smoke.
Nah, I could do it.
Well, we'll see next year. You don't have a Bubba mask no more.
I know. I threw it out. Actually, it ripped in half.
Like the Blue Demon mask.
It was, and it's a sock mask, and it even ripped in half. So
wow,
yeah.
But yeah, Moxley. I enjoyed acting, and then Richard let us borrow a statue, which that statue's been in Moxley since at least season two, maybe season one, and he wasn't using it this year because he ran out of room. So I'm like, I'm gonna borrow this. He's like, okay, go for it. So Halloween night, I'm taking it back because I don't know when they're going to be back at Moxley for a while. So I go up there and take the statue back, and I'm helping out front and just having a jolly old time. And then I wasn't going to act because I was too tired and my back, I've been doing that back rehab. So I was like, tearing down. And he's like, well, you need to come back. I said, well, I'll see if Brett wants to come back. And you kind of, I thought he was going to run late, so I came home and cooked dinner, and then you actually showed up, so I made it back up there, and we actually went through as customers for the first time ever.
First time ever I have been through Moxley Manor, and I worked there for, what, 8 years?
Don't watch.
Ooh. I'm telling you, that stuff would go good with squirt.
It goes good with water. My vanilla sucks tonight. I don't know what's happened to absolute vanilla.
No, but yeah, that was fun, man. When I was up there, I didn't think you were going to come back up. You said, oh, I'm going to bed. And,
I was tired. Well, I'd hung around Hurst for a little bit, and I was like, well, Brett's probably not going to make it, and I don't really want to go up there and go through it by myself. It wouldn't be fun. So, but when you said you were – Richard texted me and said, Brett's here. Come up here. We need to get a picture. And I'm like, okay, I'm on the way. Tell Brett not to leave.
So then I wasn't going nowhere.
But it was good seeing everybody. You know, both nights I made it up there. Tatiana, you know, she's been with us for a long time, and you know, she's just really, really, really a great actor. And
well,
and, Callie, yeah,
I'm glad. I it sucks I didn't get to see none of them. They were all still inside.
Yeah, Callie has grown so as an actress, an actor, whatever you want to call it these days, and got to see Chase and Ken and Rachel and Luke. And
Chase is working on some stuff for shirts for us too. So
that's great. So it was great to be able to go home and actually bought me a Moxley shirt, a jersey. I didn't wear it tonight.
Yeah, that's cool looking too, man.
Yeah, I love it. So I didn't go to any other haunted house this year. Thought about going to the Dark Hour, but I did not. Thought about going to Screams, but just didn't. So I just stuck with the home haunt, you know.
They got rained out a couple of nights too.
They did. So I just stuck with the home yard haunt, whatever you want to call it, in Moxley, which is probably where I'll spend the remainder of my haunt days, is doing the backyard and going up and helping Richard when I can, especially on build if needed. And
well, maybe that guy that he's got back building for him now.
Yeah, but somebody's got to tear all that stuff down so he can build.
Yeah, he's going to start building that other part, them other parts there in the Moxley part.
But that chapel is one of the probably the best haunt set I've ever seen in my life. It's
yeah, that's awesome.
And I've
dude.
Seen a lot of places. Now, I haven't been to Netherworld and 13th Floor and all those corporate haunts.
Speaking of Netherworld, Rachel and Richard are there tonight.
Yeah, that's his favorite haunt.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, that chapel is the best. And Moxley looked great with they repurposed it.
I was impressed.
What do you think of the Big Top, that little ramp you had to go up?
Oh, yeah. We helped build that.
I didn't help build it.
Me and Richard built that, maybe.
I think that's new this year. I don't know when you – I don't know.
Were you going around to the barrels?
No, the little room that
– Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah. I was talking the little hallway that's slanted when you go through, and then you turn around.
No idea. I'm talking about the new room at the very beginning of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's where the makeup room used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went running through there because I knew it was coming because I'd already been through there. You know.
I thought you were talking about the other thing. I forgot about that, but yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
I figured it would have freaked you out.
Yeah, it was hard with the 3D glasses on for sure, man. That was awesome.
I can't believe you've never been through any of those haunts before, but
I had never been through there, especially that clown with the 3D. I thought that was fucking cool as shit.
My favorite story, it was the Christmas haunt. It was my birthday, and I'm like, I'm not working. It's my birthday. And he's like, well, come through. I'm like, okay, I'll show up. So I show up, and I get through there, and this kid's like, they didn't put me in my right room. Can you get me switched to the room I need to be in? I'm like, dude, I'm not working tonight. Yeah, but you're like the lead actor, so can you, like, get me moved? I'm like, I'm not working tonight. This was like shit, you know. Seven, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And I'm like, I'm not working. Yeah, but can't you get me moved? And the kid was following me around like a little puppy dog halfway. And I'm like, dude, go back where you belong. So yeah, this time I actually got to go through it, and I wasn't recognized as much since with a lot of the newer actors there. And I kind of hid my Moxley shirt.
Some of the off season stuff has been some fun stuff, man. We've had some good times.
He's going to probably do 2 nights for Christmas, but I don't think that's confirmed just yet.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah. So our haunt experiences were good this year. Moxley and the Count Karabi Yard Hunt, I give two thumbs up. Everything was great. The rain sucked. But again,
Yeah.
that's what you deal with when you're doing an outside venture. You got to
And you live in
expect it.
Texas.
And you live in Texas. I wish we'd have got the rain today that last Friday, it would have made things easier because that rain came through real quick here.
Yeah,
It flooded everywhere else.
We maybe could have opened.
We could have opened. We would have been able to.
Yeah.
But
it got, I don't know, it's still pretty windy outside though, so.
Yeah, we always have to deal with the wind.
That front came through and the wind was pretty strong, so.
Yeah.
Might have blown our plastic doorways around a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's about all I got for the 2022 haunt season. Like I said, I didn't go anywhere else. I thought about going to the Wax Museum, but I didn't go. I had a lot of thoughts, but I just stuck with Moxley and our own haunt, and I'm glad that I did because that's where I belong.
Me too. Me too. We've
I know.
We've done too much at both places. I think that's all the attention we have to give to it, you know.
It's all I got. Yep.
And I'll be more than happy to go help up at Moxley, man. I love working in the off season. It keeps me grounded and keeps me out of fucking trouble.
Yeah, we need to keep you out of trouble.
So, yeah.
Well,
you got anything else?
No, this was our free for all, but we didn't really free for all. We just did a haunt review, so
it's haunt talk.
Haunt talk. So our free for alls don't seem to get very good ratings anyway for some reason. I don't know what. Maybe it's because we drink too much during the free for all usually.
I've only drank a quarter of my drink, so I'm taking.
Well, this
it
isn't
easy.
A free for all. This is haunt review. So
yeah.
Free for all. We'll be back sometime. I don't know when.
We got some stuff in the works. Our 100th episode is coming up, and we're
100.
We got something in the works for it. We got.
You said 100th.
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 Whatever.
Talking hillbilly. You're talking hillbilly. I didn't know they had Illinois hillbillies till I met you.
Fuck, Illinois is full of fucking hillbillies, dude.
When I think of Illinois, I think of Chicago.
That's what a lot of people say.
That's what I say.
When I moved down to Atlanta, Georgia, somebody would ask where I was from, I'd say Illinois, and it's like, is that up by Chicago? Like, yeah, whatever.
That's what I think of.
So, yeah.
I think Chicago's almost in Indiana anyway, is it not? It's like right there on the border more.
Next to Indiana, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next to Missouri, too. It's next to Wisconsin. Next to Iowa.
Maybe Chicago should be its own state and let Illinois be free.
No shit. I might actually go back up and visit.
Make it the free state of Chicago.
They can have Chicago. All right, everybody.
That's all I got, but this might be coming soon. The final battle.
Ooh.
More to come. That's a teaser.
Ooh. We might have to talk about that.
How would that work with the Evil Never Dies theme?
I don't know, man. We'll have to see.
Heaven and hell.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you. I'll talk to you Wednesday, and we'll talk to you next week with our 100th episode and our thing we got going on. So
you're being cryptic.
All right, everybody, stay evil.